French-language drama film Amour is one of the two best films nominated at the 85th Academy Awards, matched only by Hong Kong director Ang Lee's fantasy movie Life of Pi. Both films excel in almost every aspect of filmmaking, and personally, I can find nothing to complain about in the best foreign language film.
Pourquoi tu n'as pas réagi?
À quoi?
À quoi? Bah, tout à moi.
Quand ça?
Là, à l'instant.
Veteran actor Jean-Louis Trintignant and actress Emmanuelle River play a Parisian couple, George and Anne, in their 80s. They seem to lead an ordinary, reclusive, but rather content life, and only occasionally venture into the crowd for a funeral or a concert given by their student and famous musician. However, their life of tranquility is suddenly interrupted by Anne's first stroke. Then an unsuccessful operation leads to her continual physical and mental debilitation. Meanwhile, George promises to never again send her to the hospital and takes care of her at home.
Promets-moi une chose.
Quoi?
Je t'en prie, ne me ramène plus jamais à l'hôpital.
If you've seen director Michael Haneke's previous works, The White Ribbon or The Piano Teacher, you would be familiar with his talent to unsettle. In this piece, he bases the story on an identical situation in his family, and therefore is able to reproduce, with great patience and in extreme detail, the life of an elderly couple under the grip of a terminal disease. How to manage the suffering of someone you love? Haneke tosses out the question, but no one has the answer.
Tu ne vas quand même pas malmener ton image sur tes vieux jours.
Je m'en garderai bien. Mais c'est quoi mon image?
Tu es un monstre parfois, mais tu es gentil.
The bulk of the story takes place in a big, well-furnished but claustrophobic apartment in Paris. The couple may be well off, but they have only each other to hold on to. Cinematographer Dario Conji's skill enables viewers to perceive the quiet desperation surrounding the life of the elderly couple. Each shot speaks volumes about the suffocating force of aging. Trintignant and River, both in their 80s, put on great performances. Their secret is never to show unnecessary emotion. You may or may not notice the absence of background music. Either way, it attests to the success of the cinematographer and the actors. With all these fantastic elements in his favor, the director unravels the unwelcome part of human life that no one dares to face or discuss.
Vous avez votre vie, c'est bien comme ça, laissez-nous la nôtre. D'accord.
Some would say it is a love story about an elderly couple who depend on each other to survive. But in fact, it invites the audience to ponder moral questions regarding age and death. We should have faced up earlier to such realities in an increasingly aging society, but it's not too late to start now. On my scale from 1 to 10, I give Amour an 8.5.